This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What I will say, in the last 11 games, they've really rehabbed my sense of doom that's been happening when somebody else has a big inning, where now I don't automatically feel like they're discluded from winning.
Yes.
Like, oh, they got over four runs. Well, it was a good night tonight. I guess I'll go take the trash out.
There was definitely a stretch there where I really thought that if the other team scored four, the Chicago series, I remember, I think it was game two of the series, the Cubs got off to a 4-0 start, and I was like, well, I better just turn the game off now. Like, I kept watching because I watch all these games, but I was about as bleak as it gets. And then last night, I don't know if you saw the stat or not, they flashed it during the broadcast, but this is the 11th time this season the Guardians have scored 10 or more runs in a game, and it seemed like the most I don't believe you stat I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, there's no way they scored it that many times, but they have. When they've gone big, they've gone big. And last night, in many ways, they did.
It's funny. I mean, I understand the general conversation is they're doing this against bad teams outside of the Astros, and this is what they've done all year. They're not great against teams above 500, and teams below 500, they kind of feast. Totally get it. Don't care. Yeah. Having fun.
Okay, good. I like that the 16-29 record against teams above 500 isn't scaring you in the slightest bit.
No, because here's the thing. There is a point where even though I still think, I mean, they're 3.5 games back in the wild card. I think they've gained another half game or something like that in the AL Central. So you're at 10 games back in the Central. This all feels manageable if you get the right confluence of events. So it gives me hope that they can still be in it, even if they do make a trade at the deadline, by the way. So it gives me hope for that. It keeps them interesting. And here's the thing. Really, 6.2 runs per game in the last 11 games, it's just fun. Like, I don't have to have championship expectations with this team every year and the weight of the championship drought and all the things that I think some people do tend to put on the Guardians. No, I think this season's going to end up being slightly above 500. I think you might end up in the playoffs. You might not. But let's have some fun along the way. And if you end up, you know, surpassing expectations the way you did last year and certainly 2022, okay, cool. I'm up for that too.
Well, getting back into the fun to watch category is such an important thing just for a fan base in general. And they're getting back into that. And I mean, it's interesting because, you know, Dodgers right now have lost 10 out of the last 12. And yes, there is some panic going on in Los Angeles, but then there's also a recognition of this is the baseball ups and downs that happens. And I feel like with a lot of us in the 10-game losing streak, we didn't take enough time to be like, this is how a baseball season operates. It is going to work this way.
And I think, so I'm glad you're like, I have forgotten how much fun it is when you score 6 runs or more.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing, even like the teen Guardians, like, yeah, they had timely offense. They had good offenses. It's really been since the end. Maybe I'm speaking a little too hyperbolic here because they had some good offenses in the 2000s as well with Hafner and Grady and Casey Blake and all those dudes. But like, you know, I grew up on Albert Bell into Manny Ramirez, into Jim Thome, into Eddie Murray, which I got wrong in the previous segment.
Mm-hmm.
Not great. Names are similar, though.
They are similar. They are close. Yeah, they are close.
But also love Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2.
Which Eddie do you love more?
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I was going to say. I wanted to know if you were going to be authentic about it or not.
Listen, we had a good year and a half with Eddie Murray. And I loved that. Yeah. He wasn't even like my fourth most favorite. But by the way, Kenny Lofton, I'm just going back.
And
like,
I love that.
And Matt, 97. We went from Albert Bell and Kenny Lofton and, Carlos Baerga to I got to watch Matt Williams play third base into David Justice, who all of a sudden was on our team. Marquise Grissom, who we all tolerated. Like, I think back to that. And I,
which is funny because Grissom was like a good player, and I like that you it's just tolerated.
Well, because he was a good player on a team full of great players, and then they turned around and got like Jeff Juden for him. I'm still not over it. However, those were the offenses I've grown up with, and yet since in fairness, it was some of the greatest collection of offensive. You had Juan Gonzalez for a year, like you had Roberto Alomar. Going into, Lofton into Alomar into Omar, strike that in reverse. Lofton into Omar into Alomar, setting up for Jim Thome and Manny Ramirez. But I just forgot, like, even six runs a game. Gosh, that's nice.
Well, and so
more of that.
And
yes.
It's been 11 straight games with a home run. I don't know. Shouldn't this, if anything, preach to the Guardians front office? And they're not stupid. They know this. But ball goes far, team goes far, score runs, you're going to have good outcomes. Like all this pitching staff needed. In many ways, is to have a competent offense around them. They've gotten better than that in the previous couple weeks. It's been a really good offense in the previous couple weeks, but like it just kind of shows you why everyone was yelling for people to be called up because we just wanted the offense to come from somewhere because you can win a lot of games when you score these runs.
So I'm a little torn because on one hand, it's like, man, it's a lot of fun. Let's keep scoring six runs a game. On the other hand, does it embolden a team that 80 to 90 of the games they've played, their offense has been absolute
hot
garbage.
So that's part of the problem, is they're going to start to think that this is okay, and this is going to be something that will continue. And how many times have we looked at this lineup and said there's four outs in the back end of this lineup? In the past and a half weeks, it's been way more games than not that we've looked at and said, oh, there's Will Wilson into Jonathan Rodriguez, into Bo Naylor, into Rocchio's played better as of late. I don't want to throw him in there, but like, let's be honest about it. Like, and so it's tough because they're being rewarded in a way that you don't necessarily want to see them be rewarded, but you still want to win games. So it is what it is.
So it is a weird catch 22 of, all right, yeah, very similar to last year. Remember how that was a top 16 offense for the first 90 games in baseball. And then late July, August, and early September happened, and it was a massive regression where a run, two runs, three runs, you were just pulling teeth to get a run. I'm here to say this is probably just the opposite of that. Like, you were pulling teeth to get a one run, two run, three runs, and then maybe this is the regression of that. Which, by the way, if it is, it can't, like, regressions can last 50 games.
Mm-hmm.
It's not likely to last 80 games, and it sure as hell not likely to last like 80 games then into the postseason. So like, I am torn on this, and I just think the reality is, the only thing right now, my biggest gripe is, I just don't know what goes on inside Stephen Vogt's head from one minute to the next. I mean, there was pinch hitting, and I know David Fries had a moment here recently.
Yeah, but that was the one that everyone has highlighted, as they should.
But I mean, it's
Manzardo hit a home run the previous inning.
It's Bibee and his splits, handling Ciccone the other night when he was rolling.
The splits with Manzardo, it makes no sense. He's got a .590 slugging percentage against left-handers. I get going into this year, it was a big problem. I understand that and I get that. But David Fry is playing awful against left-handers or right-handers. He can't hit at all right now. In what world is that a better idea than letting Manzardo just do the lefty-lefty matchup?
But, I mean, it's even the starters. I mean, there was... I know people criticized the handling of Bibee yesterday. The Ciccone thing where they put him out there for the ninth inning and then didn't have the bullpen going. It was like, there's just... I know he's not a bad manager. I do know, but, like, he is the quintessential... I'm going to overmanage every single thing right now where you're micromanaging the details. And I'm honestly shocked in the last 11 games that it hasn't bitched in the booty, because there's been a lot of decisions that should have or started to, and then they had to kind of stop the bleeding really quickly.
It definitely feels more like it's hurting than helping right now.
Yes.
And that's the big problem I have.
And by the way, that was the case in the 10 games too, where it was like, Stephen Vogt's losing you games right now.
Yeah, exactly. I want to highlight, because we talked about this a little bit before the show, since July 7th on, so it's a span of a couple weeks, right? The Guardians have hit more home runs than any team in baseball. The A's, they're tied at first, actually, in that category, but they're number one in baseball. They have more runs scored than any team in baseball. They have more RBIs than any team in baseball. They are tied for the lead league in stolen bases in that stretch in baseball, and they have the sixth best wins above replacement in baseball from an offensive standpoint. Like, they're getting unheralded production offensively in the previous couple weeks. That's why they're winning these games. Like, yeah. There's nothing new happening here outside of the idea that they do have one of the best offenses in baseball, and that makes life easier.
But you did say it. When you took Luis Ortiz out of this rotation, I thought, man, but between that and like one other thing this year, you really, Tristan McKenzie completely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Falling apart. You really, really, I'm going to say it again, really had some cushion in the starting pitching rotation that kind of went away. Well, now Ciccone looks like your ace. Mm-hmm. Like, Bybee looks like he's just kind of a dude. Gavin has kind of flashed on and off. Logan Allen's kind of, he's kind of been just a dude. But, like, now all of a sudden, like, you've got Ciccone and Williams giving the start he gave you last night. All this team needs is enough offense. That really is, if we, like, look back in the last 4 years, 2023, yeah, you really didn't have enough offense. This year, for the first 90 games, you just didn't have enough offense. Everything else you can work on, I don't know how far that carries you, but I think the offense has obfuscated the fact that there is a butt ton of pitching depth in this organization.
Yeah, that's why, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how you feel about the idea that they've just extended these starters later and later in games, because they're going a little bit different than what they did last year. Remember last year, they were one of the quickest teams in baseball to get to their bullpen. That was the idea. And they had an historically great bullpen. You're going to want to try to get there as soon as you possibly can. Vogt talked about it last night, though, like trying to stretch out these guys as often as possible. I don't love the thinking behind it. Long term, it might help out these starters, but like, you never want to see these guys seven, eight, nine innings in baseball. It just isn't a thing these days anymore. Third time through, you're going to have a better chance of hitting them hard. And so it's an interesting tactic that the Guardians are using here.
I just think they've erred on the wrong side of it. Like, I mentioned the Ciccone thing, and people are like, he was at 90 pitches. Of course he's going to go out there for the ninth. And I'm like, okay, it's not 2001. Like, I'm cool. I was cool with him going out there to the eighth inning, because he wasn't really in the danger zone of getting to 100 pitches within that inning. But it's like, all right, 10 pitches.
You're also getting
a 10 pitch ninth inning, your third way, fourth way through the lineup. No,
it's not just about pitches, though, is the problem. And I think some people miss that in that argument, where it's like, oh, he's at 90 pitches. Yeah, he's at 90 pitches, but it's also the fourth time through the lineup that he's seen these guys. And like, it's not a guessing game. More times the hitters see you, the better they're going to hit you. It's like, it's been proven through baseball history. Third time through, they hit you much harder than the second time through, and the fourth time through, you can turn prime Pedro into basically a journeyman the fourth time through a lineup.
And with that, he's also young. Like, we're still in, with every one of these young guys, we're still in the building confidence stage of it. And you can steal a young guy's confidence very, very quickly. And so, I think Ciccone's a bro. I really like that kid. He is just
he's a bro.
No, in a good way. Not the negative connotation of the bro. I think he's just a dude. He's got a hell of a sense of humor.
I think he's a pitching geek, and I say that in a nice way.
Yeah, but he has like a personality to him. So I don't know. He's going to be the guy.
Like he's just obsessed with baseball. That's why I heard the Baskin and Phelps interview that he did, and I walked away and was like, oh yeah, this kid gets it.
But like
he's just obsessed with the game.
But like Bibee and Gavin Williams, do I think maybe you've done a little more damage trying to leave them in than not? Yeah, kind of. Logan Allen, certainly. Like every time they've tried to like put him out, well, okay, we're going to go six innings now. Feel like it's gotten you a bit. I do think, by the way, that didn't, okay, this is now a different organization because Tristan hasn't been useful in 3 years. I don't think it helps Sticks either. Like there's a part of, and granted, it's shifted from each year. But man, I think we're erring on the wrong side of things. And it all comes back to, I still think Steven Vogt's a good manager. But these last the last month to 6 weeks, he has hurt them a hell of a lot more than he's helped them. And you can do that when you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do that when you're winning. If the manager's the number one thing losing you games or endangering games, that is where it's the Manny Acta. It is where Manny Acta went from he's going to get a third year and then more to all of a sudden Manny Acta is giving way to Terry Francona.
Yeah, but the problem here is that it doesn't seem like he's getting bit by too many of these choices. And like Manzardo,
I don't think that's a problem right now.
Well, I mean, it's good for the Guardians, but the Manzardo thing, you learn your lessons when you get bit. You know, you learn your lessons when you do the tightrope walk and it doesn't work out. And with Vogt, I mean, it didn't work out in that instance, but you still won the game. So and after the game, a couple people hammered him. Sure, we're talking about it right now, but people weren't like, what the hell were you doing there? Doesn't make sense. And so it just gives him the power to go back and do it again.
Is Steven Vogt overmanaging the Guardians? And I do think, like, if anybody right now is quoting strength of schedule that isn't in the media, I think just have fun. Sit back, enjoy it. It's a good hang. If you enjoy such things, a little cerveza. A little bit of the good Lord's herb, if you will.
But I'm like a Jimmy Buffett song.
Just really
get some sandals on.
Lean into the fun of what's going on right now, and we'll wake up to the realities if anything changes over the next couple weeks. 216-474-0092. Does strength of schedule matter to you? It doesn't to me. Brandon Thorne, Trench Warfare, walks us through the offensive line this year. How big of a deal will that be for the Browns, and are they positioned to bounce back in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.